Blog Talk Radio.
Gotta keep reading, 'cause this book's gonna be a good book. 'Cause this book's gonna be a good book. 'Cause this book's gonna be a good, good book to read. 'Cause this book's gonna be a good book. 'Cause this book's gonna be a good book. 'Cause this book's gonna be a good, good book to read.
Pick up that book and turn the page. You'll never know just what you'll find. Information or fantasy, drama and art, I'll make you smart.
Hi, everyone. That was the music of the Ocoee Middle School Florida's Gotta Keep Reading. Welcome to It's Storytime Gather Round on the World of Ink Network at Blog Talk Radio with your hosts, authors Christy Condaleo and myself, J.D. Holliday. Three Saturdays a month, we are here to read a story or two to you. If you have any questions or comments, you can call in after the stories are read. Our number is 714-242-5259. That's 714-242-5259. Or join us in the chat room here at Blog Talk Radio. It's Saturday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on September 22nd, 2012. It's Story Time Gather Round can be listened to live at blogtalkradio.com/World of Ink Network, or you can listen to it on demand at any time you like, at the same address or on iTunes by researching World of Ink Network. You could always find information about us at our site. It's storytimeforkids.blogspot.com. Hi, Christy. We have two guests and two stories today.
Hey, JD. Yes, we do. We have Billy's Family will be read by Eric B. Will be read by Eric's brother, Lannon Thomasma. Sorry about that. Thank you. We have Inky the Barn Cat, which will be read by Elizabeth Bernowski. First, we'll start off with Billy's Family. Hi, Lannon.
Hi there. How are you, Christy?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Wonderful. Wonderful. It's a beautiful morning here.
I'm glad somebody has a good morning. Can you tell us a little bit about Billy's Family?
Well, my brother Eric wrote the story as a means of helping children understand how extended families work. And I'm actually quite glad he wrote it because I personally have problems always remembering whose cousins have been removed how many times. It gets very confusing for me. So I myself enjoy this story because it does help you understand a little bit more how families are put together.
Cool. All right. Well, then let's begin.
All right. As you say, the story is Billy's Family, written by Eric Thomasma and illustrated by Lannon Thomasma. I wish I had a big family, Billy complained. He had no brothers and sisters, so most days he just played with Mommy. Playing with Mommy was fun, but it wasn't the same as playing with other kids, and she was often too busy. One day, Billy walked into the kitchen and saw Mommy packing a picnic basket. Are we going on a picnic? He asked. Sort of. We're going to a family reunion, Mommy replied. Billy tilted his head. What's a reunion? Reunion, Mommy explained. We're going to your great-grandpa's house to see all the different members of his family. He crinkled his nose. What's a great-grandpa? Well, daddies are sometimes called pa, and you know Grandpa D is your daddy's pa, right? Yeah, Billy nodded. Well, your great-grandpa is Grandpa's daddy. You actually met him once before, but you were too little to remember. Billy nodded. So, Daddy is my pa, Daddy's pa is Grandpa, and Grandpa's pa is great-grandpa. Right, Mommy said. What would his daddy be? Mommy smiled. He would be your great-great-grandpa. And what would his daddy be? Mommy turned to look at him. Well, what do you think? Billy thought really hard. Great-great-great-grandpa? That's right. And can you guess what his wife would be? Billy frowned. I don't know. Let me give you a hint. Grandpa's wife is Grandma, right? Uh-huh. Mommy smiled again. So, your great-great-great-grandpa's wife would be great-great-great-grandma. That's right. Are they going to be there? Mommy put napkins in the basket. No, I'm afraid everyone older than great-grandpa has already died and gone to heaven. Oh, but lots of other people will be there. Like who? Billy asked. Daddy's aunts and uncles and cousins and their kids. What's an uncle? An uncle is the brother of a mom or dad. Do I have one? No, Daddy doesn't have any brothers or sisters, and I only have one sister. Billy smiled. Aunt Sally. Uh-huh. She's my sister, so that makes her your aunt. Billy thought about all she'd said and then asked, what's a cousin? Well, a cousin is the child of an aunt or uncle. Are cousins boys or girls? Cousins can be either. Do I have any? No, you won't have any cousins until Aunt Sally gets married and has kids. Oh, Billy frowned. Will there be any other kids there? Mommy put a stack of plastic plates in the basket. Lots. Your daddy has four uncles and an aunt, and they all had kids, so he has lots of cousins. And most of Daddy's cousins have kids, some very close to your age. Billy smiled. I guess it'll be okay then. When they got to the reunion, Billy saw that Mommy was right. There were lots of kids running around and playing in the yard. Billy was a little nervous about playing with kids he didn't know, so he stuck close to Mommy until he saw Grandma Dee. Then he ran to her. Hi, Grandma. He gave her a big hug. Hi, Billy. I'm so glad you came. The kids are having lots of fun. Would you like to join them? Billy frowned and looked at the other kids. I don't know any of them. That's okay, Grandma said. They're all your cousins. Billy looked up at Grandma. No, they're not. Mommy told me I don't have any cousins. She did? Yes. I have to wait for my Aunt Sally to have kids before I can have any cousins. Grandma smiled. Well, that's true for first cousins. But these kids are your second cousins. Billy was confused. Second cousins? Yes, your daddy's cousins are your cousins once removed, and their children are your second cousins. This confused Billy even more. Removed? Grandma Dee smiled again. Removed refers to a difference in generations. Billy just stared at her. Grandma Dee hugged Billy tightly and laughed. I know, it can be very confusing figuring out family relationships. But you know what? You don't have to worry about that. You can just know that all of those children are part of your family, and you can go play with them and have fun. Billy looked at the other kids, but stayed with Grandma Dee. He was a little nervous. Grandma waved for one of the older girls to come over, and she came right away, smiling. What is it, Auntie May? Billy looked at the girl, then at Grandma. Auntie May? But your grandma. Yes, dear, I'm your grandmother, but Jolene is my grandniece. Jolene, this is Billy. This is his first time at the reunion. Would you mind introducing Billy to the other kids so he can join the fun? I'd be happy to. Jolene held out her hand. Hello, Billy. Would you like to come and play with us? Billy wasn't sure at all he wanted to. But it did look like the other kids were having fun, and Jolene seemed nice, so he took Jolene's hand and followed along to where the kids were playing. Hi, everybody, Jolene called out. This is Billy. All of the other kids stopped where they were and looked at Billy and smiled. Hi, Billy, they all said at once. Jolene pointed at the other kids one by one. That's Peter and Chet and Jim and Danny and Beth and Cindy and Pat and Greg and Renee and Paul and Joe. She took a deep breath. and Connor and Mindy and Steve and Chris and Lacey and Phil and David and Mark and Ben and Terry. Billy didn't know what to say, so he just waved. Jolene kneeled down beside him. It's okay. Don't worry about learning everyone's name right now. It took me like forever. Have you ever played airplane relay before? Billy shook his head and said no. Jolene took his hand again. Come on, it's easy. I'll show you. Billy played with Jolene and the other kids all day. And on the ride home, when Mommy asked, did you have a good time? Billy smiled and replied, it was really fun. I'm glad I have a big family. The end.
Oh, that was great. Thank you so much, Lannon.
You're welcome.
It was a really good story.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we will have questions if anyone would like to call in or sign in to the chat room later on. Now we're going to go to our second book.
Well, first of all, I want to ask Lannon about, can you tell us more about the book and where we could buy it?
Well, it's available on Amazon.com, but you can also find it at my brother Eric's website, which is ericbt.webs.com, W-E-B-S.
Okay. And what is your site? You have a site, too, because you're an illustrator, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do. I've also written a number of books myself, and they're available through my Facebook page.
Okay. Are they children's books?
No, they're books for grown-ups.
Okay. Okay. Well, we want to thank you and thank Eric for letting you read Billy's Family to us.
Well, thank you for allowing me, too.
Okay. Our second story is Inky the Barn Cat by author Elizabeth Vernansky. Hi, Elizabeth. Glad you could join us today.
Hi, JD and Chrissy. How are you?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, we're glad you could be here. Can you tell us about Inky the Barn Cat, and then you can just start reading?
Sure. This is a book narrated by the character Inky the Barn Cat, who has many friends to introduce to you. The horses that live in the barn with her, the people that work in the programs, and one of her favorite students. The book was written so students who attend therapeutic riding sessions can read about what they do and say, hey, I do that too. Included with the book is an audio CD for a student who is not on the level to read on their own, and they can listen to it in a car on their way to a session. And there's also a vocabulary section in the book to help you understand what some of the words mean.
Okay, go ahead, Elizabeth, you can start reading it.
Okay, this is Inky the Barn Cat by Elizabeth Vernansky. I'm the author, and it's illustrated by Marina Hurl. My name is Inky the Barn Cat. I live in a big barn with my animal friends. The day I came to live here, everyone called me Inky because my soft fur looks like black ink. I have a very important job at the barn, and that is to run fast and chase the little mice away. I really like my job. I am so glad you came to visit me today. My life at the barn is very exciting, and we can spend the day with my best friends. Would you like to meet them? Let's go. I live in a big barn with nice horses. We are all good friends and we have fun together. I want you to meet my best friend, Sam. Sam is a very big horse, but he is a gentle horse. He loves when the children come to ride on his strong back for their lesson. Sam's job is to help a little boy or girl learn how to ride. It is a very important job. Sam is patient and kind to everyone. That is why all the children love him. Little Bear is a friend of mine, too. He is not as big as any of the other horses. His coat is brown and black with a little bit of white on his back. Little Bear is a miniature horse, which means he is only 34 inches tall. How tall are you? Little Bear is very strong because his job is to pull a cart around the barn with one or two people in it. He is very good at his job. He likes to get carrots when he is done with his work. Little Bear is my friend, too. This is my friend, Diamond. He is not as tall as Sam, but he is not as small as Little Bear. A lot of children ride him because he is just the right size for them. Diamond is strong, too. He has a white mane and tail and nice eyes. He likes to play and run when he is outside in the pasture. When it is time to come in and work, Diamond is ready to do his job. He is very calm with the children when they are riding him, and he always gets a big hug at the end of each lesson. Let's go say hi to my friend Lacey. She is a very pretty horse with brown and white patches on her coat. She loves to have children ride on her back, too, just like Sam. Lacey is always careful when the children are riding because she knows they are her friends. She works hard at her job, too. I like to sit in the top of the barn and watch Lacey while she's working. Sometimes Lacey has a little cough, just like people get. She has asthma, and she gets medicine to make her feel better. Does that happen to you? When she gets her medicine, she feels so much better. I am glad she is my friend. Meet my friend Michelle. She is one of the instructors for the students who come each day to ride their favorite horse. Her job is to take care of the horses, keep them healthy, and to keep everybody safe. It is a very important job. When you come to the barn for the first time, Michelle is very careful to make sure that you wear your safety equipment before you even get on your horse. Just like at school, you have to follow the rules at the barn when you are around the horses and while you are riding. Here comes my friend Kenny. His mom brings him to the barn every week to ride. It is time for his riding lesson. First, he has to put on a safety helmet on his head and a safety belt around his waist. Kenny is going to ride Ben today. He has to remember to be calm, quiet, and gentle when he is ready to ride. Okay, we are ready to go. Today he has a side helper to make sure he is safe by walking along the side of the horse. He has another important person, the horse leader, to guide or lead his horse around the arena while he is learning how to ride. The horse leader and Michelle bring Ben around for Kenny to gently get on his back. It's time to do your exercises, said Jody, the side helper. So Kenny sits up straight and begins his exercises. He puts his arms straight up in the air. He learns how to keep his balance and sit quietly on Ben's strong back. Kenny cannot walk like other children because his legs are not very strong. But when he rides a horse, he can do many different things. Would you like to play a game, asked Jody, the side helper. Do you like to play basketball, she asks. Kenny is good at this game. He can throw the ball on the hoop every time. He can also catch the ball when Jody tosses it to him. Good catch, says Jody. Ben stands very still and calm while Kenny is playing basketball. When the game is over, Kenny tells Ben to walk on, and Ben starts walking forward. When Kenny wants Ben to stop, he says, whoa. Ben knows what Kenny is telling him, and he listens very well. Soon, Kenny's riding lesson is over for today. What a lot of fun he had. He gives Ben a big hug around his neck because he did such a good job. I am so glad you came to visit me today. My good friends at the barn were very happy to meet you. It's time for me to take a nap. We have had a busy day. I hope you can come back to visit me again. See you soon. The end.
Wow, that's so cute. That's so great.
Oh, thank you.
Where can people buy Inky the Barn Cat?
You can buy my book on my website, which is www.inkythebarncat.com, where you can find pictures of the real-life horses featured in the book, as well as the real Inky. You can also contact me on Facebook, Inky the Barn Cat, and send me a message. And if you live in the Bethlehem, PA area, check out the Moravian Bookstore, where you will find copies of Inky the Barn Cat as well. The book is available on Amazon but does not include the CD. The cost of the book is $15.99, and I offer discounts and fundraisers for therapeutic riding facilities. So just send me a message.
Okay, well, can you tell us a little bit more about the therapeutic riding? And
sure.
I
therapeutic
know you work with that too, right? You work in that?
Yes, I did. Yes. Therapeutic writing is where disabled students, either it can be for students of all ages, where they ride horses to develop muscle tone, coordination, confidence, and well-being. And it's not only for physically disabled individuals, but also for emotionally disabled students, because even just grooming and brushing are sensory-related exercise that deal with a sense of touch. And just talking to a horse quietly is good therapy because they are excellent listeners. And some riding facilities offer therapeutic riding to soldiers who come back with physical and emotional problems as well.
And they have a site too, right?
Where I volunteered at is a facility called Equilibrium Riding Services in Scioto, Pennsylvania, for over 8 years as a side helper and horse leader. And, yes, they do have a website. And if you go on my website, inkythebarncat.com, there's a link that you can go on. And it will connect you right to Equilibrium.
Okay. Well, we want to thank you, Elizabeth, for being on and reading Inky the Barn Cat.
Oh, great. Thank you for having me. I enjoyed it.
And, okay, so our time is just about up. We want to thank Lannon Thomasma for being here and reading Billy's Family to us, and Elizabeth Bernaski for being here and reading her book, Inky the Barn Cat. We enjoyed both books very much. Thank you, both of you.
Thank you.
Okay. My name is J.D. Holliday, and you can find me and my books at thebookgarden.net. My new ebook version of my book, The Spy Game, is a picture book for children, is available on Amazon for free for the next 3 days, and you can read it on iPad, iPhone, PC, Mac, BlackBerry and Andre and many, I guess it's Android, excuse me, and other devices until Monday. And again, it's free. So please check that out. My co-host is the award-winning author and illustrator, Christy Condaleo, and you can find her and her books at epiescreations.com. And, of course, you can always go to our site for information. It's storytimeforkids.blogspot.com. This week on the World of Ink Network, there's two upcoming shows. One is on September 27th at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, book discussion with reviewer Fran Lewis, and she is going to go behind the scenes of the TNT's Rosoli's and Isles with author Tess Gerritsen, who is the creator of the popular books Rosoli and Isles. On September 28th at 1 p.m., special edition of World of Ink Network with B.S. Grenier and Marcia Casper Cook on developing a winning book publicity campaign. We want to thank you all for joining us today. Join us next week, September 29th, when we will have author Judy Snyder and her book, Goldie's Baby Socks, and also Michael Santolini's book, Rainbow Sick Boy. Bye now.
Hi, everyone.
I'll be with you in just a second.